وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salaam alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about the elements necessary for the perfection of mankind, and we said according to the plan that Quran has for mankind, faith and righteous act and good practices are two necessary elements for becoming or achieving that goal. Wise generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth that Quran has for us. And we said in general there are verses in the Holy Quran that praise work and tell us about the importance of work. For example, in another verse we recite, وَأَنْ لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. Mankind does not have anything but the result of his struggle and his work. This is important because sometimes we think that, for example, we have this and that positions of the world. Like, I have a house, I have a car. But sometimes these are not the result of my own work. This is something, a gift given to me or anything. The business of Akhirah is not like this. Anything that you want to have, you should have it through your struggle and through your own work. And nothing else would be given to people for free. Another verse that says, "الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّونَ أَن يُحْمَدُوا بِمَا لَمْ يَفْعَلُوا." Those who want to be praised because of the things that they have not done. They expect to be praised because of the things that they have not done. فَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّهُمْ بِمَفَازَةٍ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ. Do not think that they get rid from the punishment. No, they're gonna. It's not based. لَيْسَ بِأَمَانِيكُمْ وَلَا أَمَانِي أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. مَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا يُجْزَبِهِ. It is not based on your wishful thoughts or your wishes. I have a wish to be this, I have a wish to be that. No, not your wishes, not the wishes of the people of the book. That in the previous episode we said some of them believe that they are the favorite children of Allah. No, it's not based on people's wishes. مَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا. If you make a mistake, if you commit a sin, we're going to see consequences of that. Unless we repent, we will talk about how to make up for our mistakes. But if a person does that mistake and then doesn't repent, doesn't make up for it, then he's going to see the consequence. It's not that people telling themselves that, for example, let me do this and that, and everything goes well, and I ignore, for example, the fact that I did this because I'm a good servant of Allah, based on my own wishes. No, it is based on the practices. Or kullu nafsin bima kasabat rahina. To translate the verse is a bit difficult. Rahin is something like hostage. Every soul is taken hostage by its own acts or actions or practices. It's not that you say, for example, I tell a lie and then it finishes. No, this lie will be with you for eternity. The actions and the mistakes that one make will be with him for eternity, unless he repents, unless he makes up for them before the moment of death. Or, for example, in another verse, وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا. If a person wants akhirah, wants the life after this dunya and the perfection of that life, then he should work for it. And it is not something given for free, because we are the chosen creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're going to be given everything we want. That would not be the case. So these are some verses of the Holy Quran about the importance of labor and work in general. We will have a break and come back to discuss other verses and other divisions of work and practice according to the verses of the Holy Quran.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about the importance of work and labor and action and practices according to the Holy Quran, in addition to the faith and belief. So the theoretical aspect of religion is faith, and the practical aspect is this system, which is a combination of legal laws and also moral advice and a whole range of suggested actions that one should have in order to arrive at that destination. So one main division in here, when we talk about human action, is the division between right and wrong actions. Quran says that there's a distinction between khayr and shar, evil and good. It sounds very, for us might sound very simple, that it's true. Why Quran emphasizes on that? But it may come surprising to some of our listeners to know that there are some people who deny this distinction. They say, there is no right and wrong. Everything could be right. Everything could be wrong. Relativism in that naive reading that, yes, anything, the distinction is a blurred distinction. And Quran stands against such ideology. أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَحُوا السَّيَّاتِ أَنْ نَجْعَلُهُمْ كَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Really, are those who committed sins and vices, do they really think that we are going to make them equal to those who did righteous acts? سَوَاءً مَحْيَاهُمْ, both in this life and in the hereafter, there is no distinction between them. That a person leads a life of righteousness and being good to others is equal in all respects with a person who does everything wrong. No, this is sa'ama yahkumun. This is a bad judgment that some people have. Say there is no wrong, there is no right, everything could be right. No, this is not correct. أَمْ نَجْعَلُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَالْمُفْسِدِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Is it possible that we make or we place those who have faith and those who do righteous acts, we place them equal to those who spread falsehood and corruption on earth, كَالْمُفْسَدِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, or أَمْ نَجْعَلُ الْمُتَّقِينَ كَالْفُجَّارِ, or we make the pious ones like the vicious ones, كَالْفُجَّارِ. Now, Quran poses simple questions. Just ask your heart to get the answer. You know that it's not true. Your heart tells you that there is khayr and shar. There is the right action and there is the wrong action. There is the immoral action. There is the moral action. So Quran says the first principle is to accept that not everything is everything. Right and wrong is the same. No, the distinction should be there. And you should always remember this distinction in the life that you have. And based on that principle, we can talk. Otherwise, if a person insists on this combination of good and bad and everything, but then yes, there's a problem of gray areas. We should address that problem, inshallah, in the following episode. I hope, inshallah, you join me to follow up the discussion based on some of the verses of the Holy Quran. Thank you very much for listening. Walhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.